Good morning, Delmarva. Welcome to Coastal A&E. I'm your host, Michael Sprouse, and we are broadcasting live from the incredible Browse About Books, located at 133 Rehoboth Avenue in the heart of downtown Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. You are in the house of Sprouse, and we're going to take a jump into the creative side of the serve. Hey, you can check out our live video stream of this entire broadcast happening right now, this very minute, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/coastalAE. All of this is possible thanks to our amazing sponsors, the residences of Lighthouse Cove, Dewey Beach, Cuvée Ray Wine Bar and Restaurant, Charles Messina Plumbing, Electric, and HVAC, and Sprouse Thompson Real Estate Associates. It's always good to have some real estate associates in there, isn't it, Andrew Ratner? Yes,
very good.
That's right. So Andrew Ratner is my guest here today, this morning, here on Coastal A&E, and you are here as a representative of the Gallo Gibbs Foundation.
That is correct.
Yeah, and that's a charitable organization that is a branch of...
It's our charitable arm of our Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Gallo Realty Company. We started it in 2016, so we're into our fourth year, and the first 3 years we gave out a little over $100,000 to local charities in the Sussex County area throughout the county.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, and we started, we've always, you know, Gallo Realty's been actually celebrating our 40th anniversary this year.
Congratulations on
that.
Thank
you, and we've always been stewards of the community, always giving back to the community that we live and work in. And a few years ago, I decided I want to get all my agents a little more involved in the charitable arm. So we started our foundation, and each agent voluntarily gives a small portion of each commission that they earn to the foundation, and then the company matches it. And we have a committee each year made up of the different agents, five or six agents, and we sit around each quarter and decide who we're going to give money to.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Yeah, so well, I know that in the history of the foundation, at least as long as I've been familiar with it, there's a wide blanket of different benefactors that receive this very charitable.
Given in the last 3 or 4 years to 60 or 70 different charities the area.
And a lot of these are art-related often.
Yeah, our mission is to... support local charitable organizations and also to enhance arts and trying to bring different artistic mediums here to Sussex County. So we've given to Coastal Concerts, Clear Space we've given to, Rehoboth Art League. We just recently did sponsored two concerts in Sussex County by the Delaware Symphony Orchestra. I think they're having one in the spring. They just had one in the spring, and they're having another in the fall.
Nice.
So we love the arts, and I think it's just a great benefit for this area.
Because you frequently work with, of course, you know, people that move to the area and people that
move from metropolitan areas, and they're used to having access to music, art, film. We've always supported the Rehoboth Film Society since its inception. So we just think it's important and it's a benefit for everyone.
Yeah. And I think that's good too. So in your mindset, you think supporting these organizations that people can come to and get involved themselves. I mean, you're really sort of putting that on the radar and shining a spotlight on this. It's not something that the foundation isn't there to say, oh, look at all this great stuff. A lot of people don't even realize you're doing this in the background.
No, we don't, we're not out for the fanfare. We support the organization. We promote them. We have links on our website to all these different organizations. And, people can come here, whether they're moving here permanently or just here on vacation, there's going to be something for them to enjoy.
Now, you yourself were raised where? You were raised in
New York City.
New York City.
Just outside of New York City, but that's where I grew up.
But you've been here a long time.
I've been here almost 30 years.
Yeah, so you've seen a lot of changes.
A lot of change.
But, you're one of the people that grew up where, getting to live entertainment, let's say, or theater, that was right there.
It was right around the corner, usually.
Yeah.
And now it's here. Between coastal Sussex and even, throughout Sussex County, there's artistic opportunities for everyone.
Nice. How does when so let's see, when you're thinking about, when you said there's a group of seven different agents and that are making the decisions about how the donations are divvied up, what type of process goes into that? What do they,
we,
how do they consider?
We generally we're fairly well known, so we get people mailing us and emailing us requests for money and support, and we may have 10 or 12 each quarter, and we, you know, usually whittle it down to 3 or 4, and we try to spread it out throughout the county. And we've got offices in Lewis, Rehoboth, and Bethany, so we try to, you know, hit those areas as well as, you know, the western part of the county. So I have a group each year. I get a new committee of 5 or 6 agents, and we sit and talk and go over things and decide, you know, where we're going to allocate our funds.
So can people reach out? Can organizations reach out?
Absolutely, absolutely. You send an email to info@gotogallo.com, or you can call any one of our offices, and they'll get you to me, Andrew Ratner, and I'd be glad to talk to anyone, you know, and if you have a need, we'll consider it and see what we can do.
Right on. I know that also, as you said, it's on the website. You can go there and check out. There's
long on our website, gotogallo.com. There's a link to our foundation page. We also accept donations to our foundation from the public if they want to contribute. And you rest assured we're doing the right thing with the monies that we take in. In the past, we used to put on some events. We put on 2 opera events at the Cape Henlopen High School. This is probably, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. And we're probably going to look to do some more of those in the future. Maybe not opera, but some type of event to help raise funds.
That's because you're a big opera fan, aren't you?
I have been to both of those operas.
They were great. I was there too. They were phenomenal. They really were. They were so impressive.
They were both pretty well-known opera singers. Prele Milo was the first one. She's been an opera singer for many, many years. I don't recall the name of, I think Patricia Rosette. And we had it at the high school, and I think we had 300 or 400 people
phenomenal.
And people were really, really... thankful and impressed.
I mean, that's not something that you normally don't, you know, see opera here at the beach. So to have Patricia Rosette is known as, I think it's not a derogatory, I mean, she's a diva. This is known as, that's an actual term that she, you know, has.
Yeah, was not a what I'd call a traditional opera singer, because she kind of transitioned into some blues and jazz numbers, but they were both very good. So
she was great. I interviewed her, and it was a lot of fun. She was a wonderful person.
Yeah. So we're gonna, you know, hopefully the next, you know, year or two, think of another type of event to put on.
And when you're thinking about events like that, when you just said we would think of another type of event to put on, is that start as a brainchild from you know, the board members, or does someone, let's say, maybe from ClearSpace, or
either think of it, or, you know, people reach out to us, and we've always been supportive of the arts. My wife Tricia Ratner put on the events. She's our rental manager in our Rehoboth Beach office, so for times not as free as it used to be, but she's wonderful at putting events on. So a lot of it, you know, came out of her head, and she really kind of runs our foundation, organizes it all. Mm-hmm. Is really the person that people get in contact with.
It's a lot of work.
But it's worthwhile. You know, you live and work in a community, and no matter what business you're in, you really need to be supportive of the place where you live.
So it's it's a form of giving back, would you say?
Yeah, it's giving back to the community.
Right on.
Who supports our business, and we're very thankful for everyone that does, and it's just our way of giving back to the community.
Well, I know that also on the list, on the website, you can see, for example, Habitat for Humanity is a group that you've done a lot of work with.
We've done a lot with Habitat for Humanity. In fact, twice a year we get a group of agents and staff and do a build day with Habitat. In fact, I think we have one coming up on June 5th in Ellendale. We'll join them, go to a house, put on siding, paint, whatever they, we put on subfloor once,
And so you yourself, you go there and you take part in this. So have you had any type of very just sort of rewarding experience, like these experiences when you've been involved in a project?
Oh, yeah,
I remember the
first one we did with Habitat. We were working on one house, but the house across the street, they were having, I forgot what they call it, but someone was moving in. You know, they have a special ceremony, and it was very touching, to see a family that's being helped, and they're getting a home and, getting a piece of the American dream.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of things like that. We do, we've got a bowling event coming up on Tuesday in Milford that supports Big Brothers Big Sisters. I think we've got about 20 of our staff going there, and they raise money for that organization. So we try to do a lot of things together.
Nice. So it's not all just this art center. Even we love A&E here on the coast.
I forgot to mention one of our longtime organizations we've supported is the True Blue Jazz Festival.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because we'll be talking to Eddie Sherman a little later on this hour just about that. So that's a phenomenal thing as well.
I think we've supported them since they started, and I think they're going into their seventh year.
Yeah,
great. It's a great jazz festival.
So why are there other, I mean, to your knowledge, is this a let's say real estate brokerage firms, or do many of them have put together charitable?
Yeah, some do. Some others do. Our board of realtors has a foundation that they've had for many years. We've supported that and done events with them. So the realtor community is, a very giving community, and they've, for years and years, many, many realtors throughout the area have given back. And it's good. It's good for the business. We're good people.
Well, contrary, no. I agree. But why is it, why do you think it's important that, why do realtors in particular, because they are involved, many of them are involved in many of these.
They are involved, when you're not really just selling a house, you're selling a dream, and you're selling people a home. It's their most important investment of their life, and someone's moving to the community, you want to make them feel welcome, and you go beyond just the house sale, and you help them with many things, and helping the community is part of it.
Hey, I want to remind our listeners, if they want to, give us a call or a text, 302-839-1059. That's the number to do it. Maybe you have a question for Andrew Radner about the Gallo Gibbs Foundation in general. When did you get started in real estate yourself? How did that end up on
something? I moved down here with my wife, Tricia, who grew up here. I think it was 1993 we came down here permanently, and I went into the family business, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah,
we've grown our business quite a bit. We're, I think, one of the bigger firms in the area. I said it's our 40th year in business.
Well, that's, you can see a lot of changes in 40 years. Have you noticed that because of some of the action that the foundation has put out there, that you've seen actual an increase in, let's say, more performance venues or more people getting involved?
I know Clear Space is trying to build a theater. The high school has a wonderful auditorium.
Yeah.
Rehoboth Beach Film Society built a theater in Lewis, the Cinema Art Theater. It's a wonderful venue with great movies that, 15, 20 years ago, they were not playing here.
That's true.
They had their annual festival. Now you get these independent and foreign films every day of the week, practically. Coastal Concerts, the Delaware Symphony, there's music. the art league. There's galleries. I mean, it's really, there's something for everyone in this area.
It's nice. So I really think that even when I moved to this area about 17 years ago, a lot of these opportunities didn't exist.
Right. Right. And each year there's a little bit more and a little bit more. And now you've got these wonderful bike trails they've built throughout the area. And, it, you know, people are very attracted to this area for many reasons. And the arts is becoming one of them.
Does the Go To Gal Foundation, have they done any work with some of those nature-based organizations? Let's see, that are more, you know, into
a... I know we used to do a beach cleanup in Rehoboth twice a year. And we've supported several organizations regarding the environment. I think MER is one of them. The, you know, they rescue animals from the and seals and fish and things like that, turtles. In fact, every year we give out two scholarships to high school students, and one of them is for a student graduating and going on to a business degree in college, and the other scholarship we give out is someone going into the environmental sciences.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's great.
So we give $2,500 to each student each year.
Very nice.
We've done that. This is our, as I said, our fourth year doing it. You know, 'cause the environment is as important as anything else.
Correct.
You know,
if
you don't have, you know, clean water and, you know, nice places to stay, and, you know, the people, you know, want to come here because of the great environment that we have.
Well, I think it's interesting how, you know, in real estate, you know, some people may think, oh, this, you know, they're just people that sell houses, but it's really much more connected because of these type of involvements that you're talking about.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
the environment, access to the arts, you know, right. good schools, nature trails and paths, that's all part of the package, I guess.
It is. Everybody's got a different reason for coming here, whether they're retiring, moving with a young family, you know, looking for something to do, like with the arts. They want a nice environment. Of course, they, you know, like the low taxes, so that's always a benefit.
Ding, there's that. Sure.
When you, yeah, this area is continuing to grow, as everyone can see. You know, drive down any county road, and you know, you've got houses getting built, and people are coming. You know, people are coming from all over. Used to be, you know, more just, you know, D.C., Baltimore, Philly area. Now we see a lot of more people coming from Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and other parts of New England coming here.
So. When you have that sort of, I don't know if influx is the right word, but, you know, when people are, for whatever reason, that they're coming here from those different areas, right. it seems inevitably they are going to bring some of the, maybe not only, you know, their desire to get involved in different opportunities, but probably their experience.
And they bring their experience and their talent.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ways for them to get involved. I know my son was once with the... I think it's there was a photography club, Coastal Photography Club. And there were people from all over that are coming, and they would have little educational sessions on different things on photography. The arts people, you know, you've got artists coming from all over coming here.
Nice. So that means, of course, they're looking for more venues and more opportunities. So
right.
I think it's really good that a group like the Go To Gallo Gives is able to, you know, to help people out.
And, you know, we could use some more venues here.
Sure.
You know, of course, you know, real estate's expensive, especially commercial real estate. So it's tough, but, you know, if there's a will, there's a way.
True. Now, if people wanted to somehow help with the with the Gallo Gives Foundation, are they able to do that, or is it just for the realtors that are part of the brokerage?
Yeah, I mean, they can help obviously financially by contributing to the foundation. You know, when we do events, we usually enlist, you know, people, students help out and things like that. So that's ways they can get involved, and it's just good. It's good for everyone to get involved. In whatever your passion is, there's opportunities to give back for everybody.
I think it would probably be even a more well-rounded area that we lived in if more people took it upon themselves maybe to put together a nonprofit. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot.
It is a lot of work, and there's great organizations throughout this area. So if you're if you're looking to help out, there's any number of places you can go.
Sure.
To give your time.
And does the foundation ever work in partnership or tandem with other foundations to do have, or have they done? Is that something that
no, not too much. I mean, we give to other foundations, you know, that kind of do the same thing that we do. Like one we've supported several times is the Cape Community Fund, which is some local families in Lewis started this fund, and they just help people in need, whether they're, you know, they had a house fire or somebody's sick. So we've given to that foundation, and then they end up giving to someone. Our foundation is run through the Greater Lewis Foundation, so they manage our foundation, so it's all tax deductible, everything we do, and they take care of all the paperwork.
Nice. So, again, are there any, you mentioned that there will probably be some type of event down the road that was similar to the Opera Live. Has anything really made it beyond?
Not yet, but we are open to suggestions.
You guys do a lot around the holidays too, don't you?
We do. We, you know, participate in different events around the holidays, and we do a lot of cooking for the homeless. I think we do it through the Emmanuel Shelter, and we will cook meals and bring them to the shelter and serve the people. That's another part of our community that needs help is the homeless population. So we've done quite a few of those meals over the last few years. Again, we get a team of agents and staff together, and we cook. It's good team building, and it's just a worthwhile event.
I can't remember the exact terminology, but I've read that when people get together and they're working, you know, in tandem for the betterment of something else or someone else, there's a really great, you know, a sense of accomplishment.
I think, you know, it makes you feel good. You're helping someone else. You know, you always. I'm a Rotarian in the local Rotary Club. I've been probably close to 25 years, and their motto is service above self, and I've always tried to live that way, and I've tried to structure our company that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that think of others before yourself is always the best motto.
Hey, there you go. That's good. I think it's
all right, in fact, our company motto is community-minded, customer-focused. So the community-minded is the first part of it, and that's, to me, the most important.
All right. Hey, if you were, this is probably going off the topic to some degree, right, but just real estate in general, do you see any big trends that are down the road for this area or things that, you know, people may...
Yeah, so, you know, the area continues to grow. There's a lot of new construction. There's some great communities getting built. There's some good home builders here. Technology is always a big part of what we do. And it's kind of creeping into every aspect of our business. But I've always thought, you know, technology is great, but we're really in the people business. And our business is about building relationships and keeping those relationships and helping people. So.
Right on. Oh, look, there's our music. We're going to our first break. Andrew, I want to thank you so much for being our guest this first half hour.
Thank you for having me.
Had a really good time. And how can people get more information on the website? Go to Gallo.com.
Go to Gallo.com, and there'll be a link to our foundation page.
All right. I appreciate it.
Always open to new opportunities and suggestions.
Right on. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. I'm your host, Michael Sprouse. Got Eddie Sherman coming up here. Thank you, Ann.
The following program is a paid commercial presentation.
It's a great song. Eddie, you can't hear it. It's a great song. It's James, one of my favorite songs. Hey, good job there. Good job there, Roman, picking that too, man. That was a great bumper. That was a great one. Because I'm here and I'm like, oh, man, just pick some music that you think would work. That's a great one. Cool. Thank you very much for that. So anyway, we are back here, everybody. Coastal A&E. I'm your host, Michael Sprouse, of Broadcasting Live from Browse About Books. And I have Eddie Sherman in the house. How are you?
Hello. I'm great.
I'm glad you're here, man.
Thanks for having me.
You're such an entertaining person. And, you know, just
we'll find out.
Yes. Well, you walked in, everyone's like, hey, man, everybody knows you. I mean, you've been performing in the area for years. Your wife, lovely wife, Peggy, of course, Peggy Rally Ward, is also an entertainer. And you guys have so much. You're just so involved. And really the live entertainment scene and actually history of Delmarva.
Yes.
You know, yep. When you think about it. And one of the things that you've done, of course, is the True Blue Jazz Festival.
Correct. That's we're in our seventh year for True Blue Jazz. Began in 2013. And just to give a shout out to Andrew, who just left us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Gallows have been supporting since day one, first year with a table of 16.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
That speaks loudly. Yeah. Yeah, they had quite a crowd. For the very first one, and the very first one was up at the Boardwalk Grill, Atlantic Sands Boardwalk Grill. Four nights, four bands, single group each night, and it was so successful and got such a great response that we were crazy enough to continue on with it.
Yeah,
so now we're coming around to year seven and very excited with what we've got happening this year. You know, every year is an evolving process, and you do things and some stuff doesn't work, and you just recalibrate and, you know, refocus, stay on track with what is working. We tried a jazz documentary thing last year, and God, I had directors in from Atlanta and New York and Philadelphia, and you know the documentaries were great. One on Bill Evans, jazz pianist legend Bill Evans, and the attendance. I think people they want to hear live music. I mean, you know, so we didn't get a great turnout for that. It was a great experience bringing it in, but we just said, okay, you know, and we just...
Just sort of filling your way around what's going to work.
And you just keep on track with what is working and has gone big for us. I think 3 years ago, Peggy and I did, we don't play out much with the Eddie Sherman Show, just because True Blue Jazz is so consuming, and you know, between her work at the winery and you know, she's got in the summer she has a sixth a sixth day of the week that she's there with the farm market. That's first Nassau Valley Vineyards Farm Market will be tomorrow from noon to 3.
Oh, right on.
And so we're you know, very consumed with all of that, so we don't play out much, but occasionally do you know, a private party or somebody wants us for a little fundraiser. And we did a fundraiser for the fire department that Kathy McGinnis had, at kind of a yard party cookout thing. The guys from the fire company, the chief called Peggy the next day and said, we're not really, you know, you guys were great. We're not really jazz fans, but we love what you did. We appreciate you doing it. And you do have flames in your logo.
Yeah.
So we love that. So we want to sponsor. We want to get involved with what you're doing.
Nice.
You know, you're downtown. You're all downtown Rehoboth, which we are. I mean, this is where the jazz festival started, and it's kind of backed itself out onto the highway over the years. Mm-hmm. And we're all downtown Rehoboth, and that's where our focus is, and we try to keep it all right here, both sides of the avenue, wherever we can play it.
Mm-hmm.
The Avenue Inn is one of our longtime supporters, and we're doing the patio over there between the Avenue Inn and Blue Hen. We could not do what we do without the Avenue Inn, because they support us by their sponsorship is accommodations for our artists.
Hey, yeah, that's important.
And, you know, our give back in return is live jazz out there Thursday.
Phenomenal live jazz. These are national touring artists that are coming here. I mean, let's, you know, and be very clear. These are really, you know, high-end.
And we have regional artists that are coming in, from D.C., Baltimore, New York. And depending on some of the guys that are regional, we'll do the drive over and drive back as we all make a run across the bridge.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the, you know, we need to put the players up and the avenue in. And we've worked with some of the other hotels that give us a discount, you know, because they want to support. But Avenue Inn has just been incredible for us and has been with us since 2014. And they've just been terrific. And we do that party on the patio, afternoon jam on the patio from 4:30 to 8:30 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it has turned into a mob scene over there. I mean, it's just excellent. A crazy party. I bounce around town from venue to venue, and I came around 2 years ago, and I'm driving by trying to get a parking place, you know, and just seeing what's happening. I'm looking at it, and people are out there just going crazy and screaming, and I'm going,
it's working. This is what
it's
want.
Working.
Yeah, this is great. This is
It is great. It is great to see it. But you know, the fire department guys got on board with us, and we've worked into a great event, which is a lot of fun. And this is our third year of our 6 hour jazz marathon, noon to six. And we're bringing big bands, which, you know, we had a lot of, you know, demand for. But, you know, it's tough to get to travel that kind of crowd.
It's a lot. There's a lot. Yeah.
It ain't the 40s anymore.
That's right.
You know, and the guys aren't climbing on the band bus. But, you know, we've brought in some great community bands. Rehoboth Concerts, Little Big Band, played for us. And, you know, of course, they're local and they're great, and a great group of community players that are joining together to do that orchestra. So, you know, we've been bringing that. We've had a B3 jazz trio, and we kind of do a round robin between, you know, in the firehouse, they have one bay that is dressed out like a museum, you know, the archives of the fire department, and then the other is, you know, the active truck bays. So we do the B3 trio over in the small bay, and then in the big truck bay, three bays wide, they clear all that out. We do stage, sound, lights, and, you know, bring in the chairs, and we do the big bands in there. So we're still shaping that up. This year we had Columbia Jazz Band last year. I think they're coming back. Only Big Band was with us. They were phenomenal. They're bowing out. They had a change of a director this year, so they're not going to be with us. And we're still just trying to shape that that card up, so to speak.
And this all goes down in October, correct?
Yes, this is all October 16 through 20, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And we'll finish Eddie Sherman's show. We'll finish on Sunday the 20th with a jazz brunch over at the Pines. The Pines just opened, as you know.
Beautiful location over there, Baltimore.
Two floors, fantastic job those guys did.
I love that upstairs room.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going to?
We'll be up there for our brunch. Two seatings for that, 11:30 to 3 o'clock on Sunday the 20th. We'll have live jazz up there, 6:30 to 9:30. 6 to 9, 6:30 to 9:30. Check the website, please, truebluejazz.org. Yeah, yeah. But the Pines got on board with us, and they're sponsoring. We just got Shorebreak on board with us, and we're going to do a little live jazz over there. And their little, they've got this little alcove courtyard, so we'll do that over there. Those guys are great, great couple. Kate and Sean that run Shorebreak, and very sweet people. So we love that place, and we'll be doing that. Wilmington Avenue, between Avenue Inn and Shorebreak, will be alive with some jazz Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then the Pines on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Firehouse on Saturday afternoon. We'll also do an evening show, which looks like we're doing Shades of Blue, an all ladies jazz group.
Oh, okay.
That came in last year. Last year, 2018, we did a an all ladies show with two groups, and Shades of Blue was one, and then we had the Divas in Three Divas, which is part of a jazz all ladies big band. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure. I think the leader is based out of D.C. And they've got players from all over. 15-piece big band, 9 pieces of that with our good friend bass player Amy Shook, was the backup band for Gregory Hines.
Oh, wow.
Am I right? No, I'm sorry. Maurice is the one. Gregory's passed away.
I thought maybe they're playing back
with
then.
His Tapping Through Life.
Yeah,
so on Broadway. So we had the trio out of the Divas, and Shades of Blue just blew the roof off. I mean, they really got a great response. So we're bringing them back this year, and then we have vibraphonist Joe Bione.
Oh, Joe, yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's amazing.
He's awesome. So that's going to be our evening show.
Sort of mind-boggling when you watch him perform.
Yeah, he's pretty wild.
What?
He's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
You know, so that's all October, but you know, we're working it all across the year and you know, trying to have the year-round presence. One of the things that we've embraced I guess 3 or 4 years ago, we started, you know, April's Jazz Appreciation Month. Mm-hmm. And April 30th is International Jazz Day. We started doing a concert to recognize that and be part of that. We do it as close to the 30th as possible. This year was April 27th, and we had a trio backing up vibraphonist Chuck Redd, who is internationally recognized top vibraphonist out there, 23 European tours. Chuck's a big part of the lineage of the Mainstay over in Rock Hall, which is a great listening room, and they do a good chunk of jazz over there with their programming, but they do, you know, folk,
right,
and
right on.
You know, they do a wide range of artists coming in there.
Let me give a quick shout out to remind listeners that if they have a question or a comment for Eddie, that they can reach us on the talk or text line, which is, I can't say the word talk today, 302-839-1059. And feel free to reach out and, you know, if you have a question about this, because this is a phenomenal 7 years. You know, you have the True Blue Jazz Festival.
Yes.
But why did it come to be? Why was it 7 years ago and you and Peggy said, oh, let's make this happen?
Well, Peggy and I were doing one-off shows, as they say, at upstairs in Sakatumi's little club room.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Great little spot, holds about 100 people, and we were doing supper club style shows up there. And we did that for about a year and a half, and you know, people were you know, trying to were asking us, what are we going to do? What are we going to do in October when the old Rehoboth Jazz Festival comes around? Are we working in that? Well, yeah, we never see local musicians in that, and we knew we weren't going to have an opportunity to do that. If you want to do prior to our thing, if you wanted to do a local thing, you got to go book your own gig, which guys have been doing forever during the old Rehoboth Jazz Festival. And so we decided, what the heck, let's do a jazz festival that's a straight ahead jazz festival, which is an element that's missing from what the old Rehoboth Jazz Festival does.
When you say straight ahead jazz, for those who may not understand that terminology,
dare I say, true blue American jazz, roots jazz, and it's as I would define it, you know, American jazz from its inception in the early part of the 20th century from the 20s to, you know, contemporary jazz in about the 60s, I guess. That's really the book and the artistry that we're covering, and try to feature the legends of jazz who are still with us. We've had some of those folks with us over the years, Diane Shore, Freddie Cole, Jimmy Heath with his big band.
Yeah, that was an amazing show, by the way. Show. I was there. I think I was in the first row.
And you still have hair. Standing
How
up.
Is that possible?
That's
yes, standing up.
I'm telling you, you know, 17 piece band. That was
an amazing show. He how old at the time? He was
90.
90 years old.
That was his 90th birthday tour. And Peggy and I just saw him again.
Wow.
At the Blue Note about, I guess it was in January. And, you know, he'll be 92 or 93 in, I think 93 now in this October. Because his birthday, his actual birthday was about 10 days after our show date with him. Mm. But we had called him up and got him and asked him to come play for us, you know, with a small, you know, because he was the Heath brothers, and it was the trio of the brothers plus piano player, Tootie on drums and Albert on bass and Jimmy on sax. And he said, you know, right now I'm kind of doing the big band thing, and you can't handle that. You can't. There's no way you could travel that.
Yeah.
And we said, well, we'd love to have you, you know, please think about it, but let us think about it. We don't count us out. We have sponsorship. We've got hotels. We've got Atlantic Transportation that had been traveling artists for us, and let us work on it. So about 2 weeks later, we went to the Blue Note and saw the band and just blew us out of our chair and met Mr. Heath after the show and said, we're the crazy people that called you
we
up.
We really want you to go down.
And here. We want you to come down and, you know, we can do it. We can do it. Atlantic Transportation, I'd talked to them. They'd sent a Sprinter van up, and that's how they, you know, brought him down. And so he talked to his guy that kind of coordinates their road work, and you know, we had an ongoing dialogue, but he told him right there at the show, work it out with these kids.
Yeah. Wow. I got to tell you.
And I love being called a kid at this point in my life.
That's all right, kid. Hey, well, he can do it.
He can do it.
He was 90 years old, and he did actually play during the show. It was incredibly impressive. Yeah. I need to give a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, but I have a comment I want to make about that show that I think is really prescient to what you're doing here. I want to thank our sponsors, the Residences of Lighthouse Cove Dewey Beach. Do you like the idea of luxury living? Well, that's exactly what you'll find. The Residences at Lighthouse Cove Dewey Beach. They feature brand new 1, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom luxury condominiums nestled directly next to the Rehoboth Bay in the heart of Dewey Beach, Delaware. The Residences feature resort-filled amenities, incredible bay views, bayside dining, and much more. They're family-built, family-inspired, and family-operated, all designed specifically for you at 1301 Coastal Highway in Dewey Beach. So, welcome to luxury living in Dewey Beach. For more information about the Residences at Lighthouse Cove, visit them online at www.theresidencesde.com. Oof, luxury living. Got to accent that point.
It's a gift.
I'm telling it. Woo! I was so enthralled by that show, and you know, I think, and I've seen other you know, live performances, other jazz live performances, of course, you know, many times in my many circles around the sun myself.
Mm-hmm.
That particular show, there was something that about it that was different. It wasn't necessarily that the music made it different. It wasn't the people in the audience that were different. It was an interaction that occurred that it didn't feel as separate as I'm here to see a show. When we were watching that performance, it felt like we were participants. I can't really explain how. It was phenomenal. And I wonder if that's something that you know, with the True Blue Jazz Festival, if that's something that normally happens.
Well, I believe it is. I mean, we had Wycliffe Gordon last year, and he was very engaging up at Boardwalk Plaza where we're doing our shows. And you know, we're doing shows in smaller showrooms, mm-hmm. and you know, we can't put 800 people in the, you know, we don't have the seating for it.
Sure.
And
sure.
You know, but I mean, we had Christian McBride with his trio in 2017. Jimmy Heath was 16, and Christian at that time was 5-time Grammy winner. You know, that's just nothing short of a miracle that we had Christian McBride here. But we were able to get him. Christian and his wife both have their own nonprofit called Jazz House Kids, which does, you know, it is built under the same premise that True Blue Jazz is built. Our mission is preservation through performance, and what that, you know, defines as is education for the next generation of jazz musicians and trying to give them live performance opportunities, trying to give them an opportunity to get in front of players like Christian McBride and Jimmy Heath and Wycliffe Gordon and our Cape and Lopin High School jazz kids were at that Jimmy Heath show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you don't think they were inspired.
Sure.
I mean, you know,
that must have been incredible for them.
And they, you know, Christian McBride, I mean, you know, they, we've got a shot with him and the kids backstage. And I mean, they're mobbed around him and they're all smiles. And it's very inspiring to see these players. And the trio that Christian brought among his many projects was called Tip City, and it was two young players, guitar player named Dan Wilson and Emmett Cohen on piano. Emmett Cohen was a piano jazz student with Christian's Jazz House Kids. So he and his wife had known him since he was like 11.
Wow.
So now he was in his 20s. And now, beyond, you know, in a matter of a couple of years, he was already out working with Christian McBride in, you mm-hmm. know, in, as at 25 or 26, if he was even that.